I'd like to welcome to the Magic Morning Show. First off, we have director Nate Sawyer of the Believe in Books Youth Theater from Believe in Books, the Literacy Foundation. You can check it out online, believeinbooks.org. And Nate, we have Aladdin Jr. Presentation starts tonight, again, tomorrow night, Saturday, Sunday. You got a busy weekend ahead of you.
Yes, it's always.
Always a busy weekend. And you brought some special guests along. Why don't you introduce them and let them know about the roles that they're going to be doing?
Amazing. All right, so I've got Oliver Dean, who plays Aladdin,
okay.
And I have Nola Bradeen, who plays the genie.
Hello.
Hello, the genie in Aladdin.
Hello.
Thank you for coming on the show. We greatly appreciate it. How excited are we for Aladdin Jr.?
It's very exciting, but I'm kind of nervous about the show, but I'm also very excited because you don't get to do this like every day.
It's no, you definitely don't.
Fun, yeah.
Especially when it comes to a role as iconic as the genie.
Uh-huh.
Everybody loves the genie.
Yeah.
So that's going to be, you have to bring a lot of energy to that role, right? That's what the whole thing is. And then, of course, Oliver, you're going to be Aladdin, leading man. It's a lot of pressure. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I think we have a really great show going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a lot of practice, and we've practiced a lot to have a really great show.
Yes, and I think, Nate, you can attest to that. The practicing must be...
You know, I feel like we probably could have had a couple extra, but that was... And only because, for me, I was like, oh my God, I don't even know if I'm ready. But the kids seem great, so thank God.
Well, they're energetic and they're ready, so it should be a fantastic show. Again, now there's four different shows. However, our guests here in studio are going to be on the first 2 days because you guys had such a strong outcry or strong support, participation, whatever you want to call it, when you did your auditions that you decided to create two different casts, which is pretty incredible. Talk about that a little bit.
It's been real. It's been fun. No, it's actually been a really great opportunity. And this time with our splitting of the casts, we actually, so by making two casts, we were able to have more kids in the show,
right?
Which is awesome, right?
Yeah.
And we actually did it when we split the casts separately. We kind of did it based on like a little bit age-ish.
Yeah.
And so that way that they're working with peers that are about the same age as them, and not like it's been a very great experience. I think not just for us, like the working, all the people who are working on it, but the kids who have been in it.
Right.
Yeah. The younger kids can like look up to the older kids and be like, oh, I'll try that next time. And
sure.
It's really nice. Yeah.
Very cool. So what is it? The older kids, if you will, quote unquote, are going to be performing first?
Actually, second.
So they'll be able to see it after the fact, which is really great. So four shows. Let's talk about the Aladdin Jr. aspect, because we all know the Disney movie, right? We all love the Disney movie. I'm sure you guys saw the original, even the remake, right? Have you both seen both of them? Of course. But this one is a little bit different. It expands a little bit on characters. There's a little more of a character play here. And it changes up the story just a little bit because, what is it, the 2014 hit Broadway show has brought in some songs and all of that into it. So was that kind of interesting, Oliver, to learn that there was more of a story to Aladdin than you knew before?
Yeah, and the fact that I knew that had more songs made me a little more hyper about Aladdin.
Okay, fair enough. And what about the genie over here?
Well, it's based on... Yeah, it's interesting because it's like based off the Broadway version, and I'm so used to the movie, but I learned it quickly, and I love all the new songs, and so.
I bet. And is that the whole thing with Aladdin Jr., Nate, is the kind of the idea of what they decided to do was to create that kind of hybrid between the two?
Well, actually, it's a junior version. It's based off the Broadway.
Okay.
And it's they just condensed the Broadway version, which Broadway version is the movie version that they expanded on. So it's great. It's like, what is it? Like a division of a division of a division.
Sure. Which is actually kind of cool, though, because it actually brings audiences in to see a different version of the story that they may not be familiar with. So, Oliver, how did you prepare for your role as Aladdin? Did you like it before before you knew about Aladdin Jr.? Did you enjoy the film and like the character?
Yeah, I really liked Aladdin. He was my favorite in the movie. I don't know. I just felt like he was really adventurous in a lot of stuff, so I was really psyched when I got Aladdin.
Okay, and what about the genie? We talked about that a little bit.
Well, I hadn't really watched the movie before when I auditioned, but then I watched the movies because, well, I'm in the show.
Sure.
And then I was like, wow, this is, like, really cool, and I really enjoy playing the part.
And the genie plays kind of so many different roles. At one point, the genie is a friend to Aladdin, but at the same time, the genie has to kind of change at different times throughout the movie, at least the movie. And there's all kinds of different aspects to personality there. So did you find that as a little bit of a challenge, or did you enjoy that of it?
I have a very strong personality as well.
Okay.
So I think it was pretty easy to just, like, figure out what to do sometimes, and yeah.
All right, very cool. Very cool. Now, how long have you guys been working with Believe in Books in the Youth Theater? How many productions have we done? How long have we been involved? I know there's so many different things.
Well, this is my second play in Believe in Books.
What was the other one that you did? Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I did Mulan.
Mulan, yeah. There's quite a few now, huh, Nate? Yeah. And what about you?
This is my second play with Believe in Books, and before this, I did Frozen.
Frozen. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Can you believe, Nate, when you created the youth theater and all of this, to be able to get five productions under the belt? Was that ever the vision?
I mean, I guess it was, yeah.
In the long run, sure.
Sure. It just, it is weird for me to think, like, just yesterday I was here for the first time with you.
Right.
So yeah. It's great.
It is
like
great.
Doing Into the Woods, because Into the Woods was the first one.
It's kind of what launched it all for Believe in Books and the Lucy Foundation and the Youth Theater. Mm-hmm. Well, I am excited for you guys. So you guys are performing tonight, right? Tonight, and then we're going tomorrow night. Tonight, the show is 7 o'clock. Same thing with Friday's performance, October 25th, 7 o'clock. And then the other cast will be performing Saturday, October 26th at 7, and then Sunday, October 27th at 5 o'clock. Full details, you can purchase your tickets and all of that at believeinbooks.org. Of course, you get more info on the show and everything that's involved. And of course, the wonderful venue that is Theater in the Wood. You guys really enjoy it over there?
Yeah, I really enjoy it over there. It's really nice because it's like in the woods.
It is.
Yeah, Theater in the Woods.
Theater in the Woods, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Well, that's outstanding. Yeah. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on and joining me. I wish you best of luck. What do they say in show business? Break a leg?
Yes.
Break a leg. Very good. We have Aladdin the Genie and, of course, director Nate Sawyer here from Believe in Books. Aladdin Jr., go see it. Again, you have four choices to go to. However, I think tonight's going to be the big opening night. That's always fun. And then, of course, if you want to see this cast here, you can see them again tomorrow night at Theater in the Wood and then the other shows over the weekend. Believeinbooks.org for full details. Guys, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you for having us.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.